Says is that the sense of Abbas person has, encompasses whatever Hashem sent your way. Whether it's a midah tovah or what we perceive as a midah tovah, what about the fact that it's Hashem? If you say, oh, that the way the Mishnah is darshan, the way the Mishnah is linking this din to the pasuk, is because, you know, oh, this mashma exceeded. So then what the Mishnah is saying is, to the death's doorstep, so yesh nuhu. But if it's going to have to perform more dacha, if Amos Hashem is supposed to be exceeded, so then that means the person has the same approach, the same attitude, the same approach, no matter what. So what does that entail? It entails, A, that there's a key of da'a, even on what we perceive as da'a, and if it's true, since it came from Amos Hashem, it's the same that a person has, so then it also tells you, Kishay. Is that clear? How the Rambam going to chat? So that the Kishay is also being proven from the Pasuk. Not only the Kishay, but the Kishay. In general, that's what the semantic of the code means, exceeding, or exceeding the. That's why it's very interesting. Just the. The Rambam has in Shmuel Bucket that the Nevi'im saw Hashem behind the screens. Right? The image was suggesting that the more opaque screen there are between the person and what he's viewing, so the more limited his view is. So what's the nimshal? So the Rambam says the nimshal is that the screens represent certain imperfections that the body has, which cap his potential, his capacity to move. And the Rambam says, and this is one of the many places in the Rambam where you see the crossover, the interplay between the character traits and the intellectual achievement, that if a person has chesaronos in his midos, every chesaron in his midos would represent such a muscle, would create such a stream. And then the Rambam, take no prisoners, the Rambam goes through the literally, the Oros HaOlam, and then it says, Dovah Malachat this, sorry, Dovah Malachat this, and Yaakov Avinu had a slight imperfection in terms of fear, in terms of cowardice, and he was Yaakov Avinu was afraid before his encounter with Esau. That's what it says in the Rambam in the Shemana Brachim.
That
say the midrash of the Haggadah, the Yesh Mehem Begimara, she Yesh Mehem Be Yishin Yah Hashem is Gala, they have fallen with Yitzhak's Rabba, Mehem Yishin Yah Hashem is Gala, they have fallen with Yitzhak's Rabba, they think your loss on Allah Hashem is Gala. The Hakavon Kazem Inya, Shehamalos, Mehem Milos Sechlios, Mehem Milos Amidos. Mehem Haprisius, the character defect, shortcomings. Mehem Sechlios, Mehem Haprisius Amidos. Okay.
Why didn't Chazal fault Yaakov for that if it was bowed? If a zero was an excess, then why didn't Chazal fault him for that? He seemed to just praise him because of Shabbat Yibam Achid.
I guess because it's just not the Medubar in the Sugya. Meaning the Medubar in the Sugya, the way we count to it in the Sugya, so we were interested in the contradiction of Sugya Yibam Achid. So we were interested in this, so Shabbat Yibam Achid. So as we weren't interested in saying Shabbat Yibam, we weren't interested in depicting Yaakov Avin. We were interested in that you saw the Shabbat Yibam Achid. You really can't use any adjectives. Because the Rambam says you can't assign what he describes as Toavim Chiyuvim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you talk about a person, you can say that a person has Toavim is a trait. Talk about a person, you can say that a person has certain positive traits. You can say the person is kind, he's athletic, he's creative, he's artistic, etc. Because we do have different traits, and you can talk about how multifaceted a person is. Hashem l'ken Hashem l'chan means that there is no harkada by Hashem. Means no hakara, not only in a physical sense, but in any sense whatsoever. So if one were to say and intend the Aliba the Emes that Hashem has these different toavim, so then that would really go against the correct understanding of Hashem Echad. How does the Torah do it? The Torah is that the Torah takes license in certain places, and this is what the Rishonim all borrow a phrase from Chazal, of Dibra Tarek of Shambhala. And what it means is that the Torah speaks anthropomorphically about Hashem. And what it really means is that Hashem acts in such a way where we perceive Hashem's actions, that if a person were to act that way, we would say that that person was Gadol, Gibor, and Noah. But really, with Hashem, all we can ever correctly do is describe his actions. Whenever it's said as an adjective of God or people or no, about the Kama, so A, that's Dibra Torah Kashoka, meaning that the Torah is speaking in a way that it's easier for us to understand, but it doesn't mean that Hashem is great. It doesn't mean that Hashem is mighty. It doesn't mean that Hashem is awesome, because we can't, because that would suggest multiplicity. So Hashem isn't Ephod in the simplest, most absolute sense, because I just introduced multiplicity into it. I just said that he's going to be going over. So really, the Pshat is, Hashem acts in a way, we perceive his actions in a way, that if a person were to act that way, you would say he was God. If a person were to act that way, you would say he was Gibor. If a person were to act that way, if a person could make a thunderstorm, and a person could make an earthquake, and a person could make a tsunami, so you'd say that that's one awesome man, right? So that's what it means. But it doesn't mean that one is attaching a little bit of the MS, these Torahim Chiyuvim to Hashem. So the Torah speaks that way because it makes more of an impression upon us. It's easier for us to relate to. It's something which is more vivid and meaningful to us. But the MS is, that you need license to do that. So Moshe Rabbeinu, again, gave the license in that he wrote it in the Torah, but that isn't enough, the Rambam goes on to explain. We might have thought that for purposes of teaching, the Torah gave us license to use these adjectives. But maybe when it comes to tefillah and saying Shema, the license doesn't carry over in that other context. So that's why the Gemara needs the double precedent, right? Yilavda Amin Moshe Rabbeinu Baraisa, but also Anshei Masa Tolem Tiknun. What do you need? Like Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in the Torah. What do you need? Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah doesn't need to be seconded by the Anshei Masa Tolem. So that's why the Torah is known. Because Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, you would only have known that precedent, that in a teaching context, in a didactic context, you can talk about Hashem that way again, because it makes more of an impression of who he was. So even though it's misleading, because we don't really mean that Hashem is, we don't mean in an ultimate sense that Hashem is great, mighty, and awesome. We mean that he acts in a way that we would describe a person acting that way as great, mighty, and awesome. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, in the Torah, we see that for purposes of teaching, you can talk that way. How do you know that you can use that as a shvach and tefillah? That's why it has to be supplemented with Hashem versus Hagdolah. Then the Rambam goes on, and he explains the profundity of Chazal's Moshel. He says the pshat of the Moshel is as follows. Why didn't Chazal give a Moshel that you have this big gemir and you're praising him and you say that Bill Gates is a billionaire? He's a multi-billionaire. So what do you say that he's only a millionaire? Don't give such a motion. Because here, you're just understating. But the mice say you're on the right level. But you're talking about money. And the other thing is, it's inadequate. It doesn't go far enough. When Chazal say that gold and silver, means that what you're saying, it's not that it isn't enough. It's not that it isn't, that you needed more of the same. It's that the categories in which you're talking are wrong. right? The gold and silver, the Rambam says, what's the point of that mashal? Why not give a mashal of that the guy has aleph alpha, aleph zaha, and you said he has alpha, dibbe zaha. You said Bill Gates is a billionaire. It's not true. He's a multi-billionaire. No, because that much, you have the right categories. The only thing is, you didn't go far enough. You didn't say enough, but you were talking in terms of the right categories. What the gold and silver of the Pshat and Moshe, as Rambam says, is that you're talking in the wrong categories. That Torah and Judaism is denying you of. Those are the wrong categories to be talking about those about. No, that's what the Rambam says. It's Pshat and Moshe.
The same sort of applies specifically by the Rambam Torah describes Hashem with a guf and Rashi always says Sabra Soza. So it seems like a little bit dangerous for the Torah to do that. I mean, like, granted that it can get licensed to do that, but it seems like it's almost playing with fire to take something which can be misconstrued as clear.
So there's a tension. There is a tension which is sort of built into who we are. Therefore, there's a very delicate balance in trying to teach us, which is what the Torah is doing, that the Rambam says that people, Ruba of people, not the Rabbi Akiva's and the Rambam's of the world, but the rest of us. So what's real to us is what's physical, invisible, and intangible. What's real to us is what's physical, what's visible, what's tangible. No, that's what's real to us. Because of that, if the Torah would initially and always talk about Hashem only in the correct terms, it would be too abstract for us. Hashem wouldn't be the reality that he is. So on the one hand, for us, the Torah needs to talk about Hashem in terms that we relate to. Obviously the terms that we relate to, strong and awesome and great and big, obviously, ultimately, they're not correct when predicated on the Rabbi Baruch Hu. So the point is that we're all supposed to benefit from those descriptions in having the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu impressed upon us, but then we're supposed to move to the next level to recognize that they're not intended again. When you say that Hashem is Godol, you don't mean it in the sense that a person is Godol. You mean that that's an attribute of his. When you say a person is Gibor, you mean that as an attribute of his. When you say like a Baruch, you don't mean that. But so yeah, the answer is the Mechnavi, that there is a danger. But that's why there's a Toshiba there, that's why there's a Rambam, and that's why
there's a danger. They say the danger is a Nas Adam. I want to teach a lesson. It's dangerous too, but you know, some HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just more important.
That's why it's very meduyah. The number wrote with such extraordinary precision. What strikes you? number of the Ferish mitzvahs, if you're looking at the number, it's about 111 days. There's a lack of symmetry. It's Nahum Yikra, if it should be Afata Tikare. If it's Afata Haye, it should be Mahu. Right? The lack of symmetry is. What is this? Lost. Came in that box. Over here you see, again, reflected this whole.
You are, he is called, but you are.
Right, because the Gedroch isn't Chai. Because again, that would be saying he has positive attributes, which would be introducing multiplicity into Hashem. People tend to do. We're not one. We tend to have different attributes. We have different characteristics. One side of the person is this, another side of the person is this, another side of the person is this. We tend to have, that's what we are. Half unto Haye. It's my whole nickname. Okay, that's good. Okay, so there's many, many things. So first of all, what does it mean chutz miyiras shamayim? That when you look at the pasuk in Tash Sekin, what you have the other, all you can do is look at the margin, look at the pasuk. Right, so the pasuk says, "Va'atu yisrael marshal v'hem shomi." Kiyum the yira is the first of a long list of things. Kiyum the yira is a shalom shakel. So what's John? What the Abbot says, what Rav Chanina is saying, is really reflecting the difficulty in the pasuk itself. Now, when you say, what am I asking from you only? What am I asking from you only? Buy me a can of soda from the machine. What am I asking from you? Buy me a can of soda machine. Go to the open, bring me lunch. Go to the masjid and pick up this for me and the mall and the go to Yerushalayim, pick up that, and go to Beit Shemesh and pick up that. That's not open. That's a whole good thing. So the emphasis is that the question which we have in the Kareem is really just reflecting the question in the cross of Goofy. I think it's Chaima Kodesh who says, or you think, I'm not sure, please check, that what you see both on the Lashon HaPasuk, which is then reflected in the Chaima, is that apparently Yiras Hashem is the key and the foundation, and then everything follows suit. But really, what the person has to do is establish that foundation of Yiras Hashem. He establishes that foundation of Yiras Hashem, so that then leads to, that sets into motion the process which then leads to Lalechus Bagach of Ma'ava. So a person is Yiras Hashem, will do what he's supposed to do. Tel Shalom Lishma Vol Lishma, so then he'll be able to to attain and achieve all these things. That b'chor is the pasuk, is the pshat both in the pasuk and in the Kamina. What does the Gemara mean when it answers in the Gemara Moshe Ben Yosef? Again, the kasha is obvious, but the Torah is the best we know of us. The same way, if there's some language that only Moshe Rabbeinu speaks and no one else speaks that language, so the Torah wouldn't write the word in that language and leave us all stymied. So why is it appropriate to formulate things in a way that that is only suitable for Moshe Rabbeinu on his unparalleled dargah? Obviously a very, very strange thing. So I don't know whether this is Pshad or Rabbeinu Drush. You have to figure out for yourself which it is. Maybe it's Pshad. Take a look at the first Ramon Shulchan Aruch, which is quoting from the, as it says there in the parentheses, which is quoting from the Ramon at the end of the Moga. So the Ramon, quoting the Ramon, it's the Chavisi Hashem, and if you saw me, who called God the Torah, and Allah said, I think of a whole thing, and if they were looking at it. He ain't Yeshiva, so the Rosso, the Hachava, Spiff, and so on, who base the band of the base so on who and all have of ki yeshiva so the tirosa by Chavis Piv the who lifnei melech the who lifnei ha-melech and kol shekeh she yasa no adem alina. Right, so a person behaves differently when we're in company, so we're on best behavior, and when we're at home, so we put our food up on the coffee table, and as long as the wrong people are public, so we take whatever liberties, and so how a person speaks, a person is much more restrained in what he says and how much he says when he's a person who doesn't babble in the presence of the king. He doesn't just very garrulous and just talk endlessly in the presence of the king. Every word is measured, every word is very carefully selected. So the Rambam says, quoting the Rambam, Kosh came to Yosim Ha'odam Alibo, Shemelet Malchem Ambedvoch, Omed Allah, who roa Bavasav. Now listen, Rambam, listen to the next three words here, or more than that, but especially the next three words. So the key word there is the word miyad. Miyad yagia elav hagira. So what's the yisod that the Rambam that the Rambam is telling us? That Yiras Hashem is really instinctive. Yiras Hashem, which for us is so elusive, the Rambam and the Ramah is depicted as instinctive. So what accounts for the fact that we find it so elusive is because the key is that a person doesn't have to work in having Yiras Hashem. A person has to work in not being Masih Das on the fact that he's in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person isn't Masih Das in that ultimate reality, but that he's always in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Miyah Yagir in over here. It's something instinctive. A person, if there's a raging inferno, so a person doesn't have to be told to be afraid. It's something instinctive. If there's a beautiful sunset, if there's a beautiful fragrance from flowers, the person doesn't have to be told to be enthralled. He doesn't have to be told to be impressed. yes, but it's instinctive. A person has to notice. A person just has to be attuned to reality. If he doesn't notice anything, if he doesn't hear the clap of thunder, he doesn't see the lightning, he won't be afraid. If he hears it and he sees it, so then he's instinctively afraid. So miyad yagia elav hayira. So the emes is, the absent hesach hadas, so yiras Hashem is something instinctive, is something easy. Well, obviously Moshe Rabbeinu embodies many things, guys. But one of the things Moshe Rabbeinu embodies is that Moshe Rabbeinu, obviously on the highest imaginable level, was never Masiyah Tas from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu could be Misnabe B'choleis. So one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu, again, represents to us is that never ever being Masiyah Tas. Well, so maybe that's the challenge of the heart. Even Moshe, here in Yosef Zichusahi, it's not stam that we're talking in terms that are meaningful to Moshe Rabbeinu, but alien to us. No, it's telling us how Yira can be in Musa Zutrasa. It says, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't work on Yira. Let Moshe Rabbeinu be a role model. He doesn't work on Yira. He works on not being Nasiyah Das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Yira comes naturally. The Yira comes easily. And everyone on his own level, that's true for you also. No one is going to treat Moshe Rabbeinu's level, but to the degree that every one of us achieves the Shibisi, to that degree, the Yira is something which is not going to miss his Utrusa, because it's Yira. The Avoda isn't having Yira. The Avoda is not being Masir Das from the reality that we all believe in. It could be that's also the Pshat, the Gemara Matathis, has the Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, Chai Vodim, Yvon, Meir, Berchus, Bechol, Yom. So how does the positive Marsha Mokefa Shom Neymar, even without a smachta, how does it have anything in the world to do with Meir Brahman's Kotoyom? So Tosis quotes Rashi as saying, I'll take Neymar Elam Neymar. So there is a Mahalach and an Altikre that goes as follows. Well, what is this Altikre? Altikre is, you know, the suit. It's a tailor-made suit for fame. So Ted says, good, takes the measurements and asks him what the material he wants to do. He says, nice, and I say, well, I'll come back in a week and then I'll have the suit. So the guy comes back and puts on the suit, and the suit doesn't fit anywhere. The sleeve is much too long. Stand like this, the sleeve is much too long. Like that, no, you're not standing straight. Your arm should be like this. And then he tells him, you know, the cap leg here is also too long. He said, no, you're not standing straight. Your leg should be like this. And then your shoulder should be like this. The guy walks out and the tailor's like this. The two people walking by, one says they're like, one says that guy's a good tailor. The other one says, if he can fit a cripple like that, he must be a great tailor. So what do you mean, Altikre? Altikre, if you make this letter into that, and you do this, and you do that, and you find the reference, everything. So one mahalach and Altikre is, and the emes is, whenever Chazal say Altikre, the Rishon Brachos says this. Marsha has the job. Marsha says the Yisrael that Altikre really means that the idea is there without the Altikre. The idea is inherent. The idea is latent even without the Altikre. And the Altikre makes it explicit. So here's the book like this. Unbelievable. So Rashi says, Altikre mor elameya, that's the remnants, as it were, the key of Meir Brachos Kol Yom, and the Pesach Matzah Yisrael. Take a look at the Rambam. At the beginning of Hilchos Brachos, so the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, either Halacha Gimel or Halacha Daled, the Rambam says, why did Chazal, why were they misaking so many brachos? Every time you turn around, so Chazal is telling us to make another brachos. So the Rambam says in Halakha Galut Halacha Gimel, Hilchos Brachos, that Brachos Rabbah Stichya Chacham Derech Shalach Mehodai Vederech Makdasha, Kidei Lizkor Es Haborei Tomlech. The purpose of Brachos is to counteract our tendency, our control, to forget about the Brachos, if every time you turn around, you have to make a Brachos. We undermine that by just saying the bracha is an automatic pilot. But if a person says a bracha, so that was gevaldik. What does the pasuk for after Yisrael mean without any altar praise? It means that here is a mitzvah zutrusa, because if only you won't be masiach das, so then yira is miyadi yira of a yira. Chazal say, and you know we're going to help you not be masiach das. We're gonna tell you make mayor brachos b'chol yom. Oh, you want a reference to that? So I'll take one more. Ella mayor. Okay, we'll never go back.